I grew up in Fort Thomas, just across the river. My family and I moved out to Oklahoma for a couple years, but then came back for college in Cincinnati and kind of always had a special spot in my heart for Cincinnati. I did undergrad at Xavier and then kind of crossed over and went to UC for medical school.
We know that you do Mimosas for Memories every year, which, you know, supports folks that have memory issues, dementia and Alzheimer's. You and Cody put together this event. It started somewhere. Where was the seed planted?
It really started back when I was 15. My first job was in an assisted living, and I think that was the first time my eyes were really opened to dementia and Alzheimer's and what some of those folks face every day. Everyone there, you get to a point where you feel like you're working in their home, and so you really get to know them on a deeper level. And there were certainly one lady that really stands out, who I worked with over 4 or 5 years that I was there, and just getting to know her story and hearing her talk about her past and the past of Cincinnati and, you know, what she used to pay for a cheese coney and those kinds of things, and then seeing some of that fade over time as Alzheimer's kind of took away her memories and to some degree her identity, at least from the outside. I still kind of have her face in my mind when I think about doing these events, and I think it's those people and the loss of their stories that's really kind of pushed me to do this.
I think everyone too knows someone with dementia. I feel like for me, my grandmother had it the last couple years of her life. Where are we at when it comes to like research and you know, the outlook on some of these things?
So there's obviously lots of interest in research around cures for various kinds of dementia, Alzheimer's. Right now, I think that there's a lot of promising things going on in terms of laying the groundwork and really kind of understanding what causes the disease and the disease process. And from that, I think will come drug therapies and other potential cures. Years away from that at this point, and I think what we've learned most is things you can do to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia.
Give me that list, man.
Yeah, so it's all the things that no one wants to hear, which is eating a healthy diet, exercising, cognitive stimulation, so doing puzzles and things like that as the years go on to really keep your brain engaged and keep those neurons firing normally. But yeah, healthy diet and exercise are kind of top of the list.
Years ago, you started Mimosas for Memories, just kind of a little get-together, brunch, mimosas, cool people, some bites, and now this thing has kind of grown each year to the point where you've started now a nonprofit.
The Giving Voice Foundation. We started that in 2019 and had planned to really do a big launch event in 2020 just before the pandemic. And this organization really brings together Mimosas for Memories, our Brews for Brains event in the fall, and then all of the programs that we're trying to develop in the community. We did start a program called Cincy Senior Stories for folks to submit the stories of the loved ones in their lives that are older, and a way to kind of share those stories out with the community through our website.
So how are we doing it this year? You know, last year we had the brunch to go in a box, and we drove up and we picked it up and enjoyed it at home. But I think we're kind of seeing a little light at the end of the tunnel.
I think we're in a period now where everybody's got different comfort levels with what they want to do. And so we're offering a couple of different options this year. You'll still be able to pick up a brunch to go if that fits for you and enjoy it at one of the beautiful Cincinnati parks. The other alternatives to buy one of our VIP tickets and sit down for brunch at the University Club. No matter which one you choose, you can enjoy a mimosa outdoors on the courtyard. There'll be some on-site activities no matter which you choose, but you can kind of pick what feels safe. We have a 20-year Pappy Van Winkle bottle that we're raffling off. Tickets are $10 each or 3 for $25. You do not have to be at the event to win, and we're selling the raffle tickets online. Mimosas for Memories is April 24th at the University Club downtown. You can learn more at our website, mimosasformemories.com, and get your tickets for brunch to go or our seated brunch option.